Amen. For some of you who may not know, because I was asked yesterday, somebody asked me who's new to the church. They said, who is this guy coming? I said, he homegrown. He was here before you was born. Amen. And we praise God for his presence here today. My nephew, but my brother in the Lord, a minister of the gospel. Praise God for him. Minister, Pastor William Hagins Jr. Y'all give him some encouragement as he comes.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Sitting there and filled with emotion because I'm home again. Amen. It's been many years since we've been here, but there ain't no place like home. Hallelujah. How many of you come to give the Lord some praise today? I promise you, if you help me, I won't be long. Amen. But I come to give the Lord some glory. Amen. It's good to see so many of you today. I remember so many faces I don't remember. Amen. But this is just showing the growth of the Lord. Amen. In this house. Amen. As I was sitting there, I didn't have no idea, Jim, that my father named this church. All the history that's in this church is awesome. It's awesome. And as Jim said, I remember that door where the church where it ended. Amen. And there was a closet right there where that room was at that went in the basement. Amen. Tell you how much things have changed. But it's a good change. Hallelujah. It's growth in the house. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, when I received this assignment, I was overwhelmed, excited, because I was, like I said, I was coming back home and seeing the people of God again, who knew me when I was a little guy running around this church with my other uncle Curtis Strayhorn and the Smith family and so many of you, the Lyles and the Jinks and the who else, the Lawrences. So much memory here. So I'm a native son to this house. Amen. And now I see my cousins over there playing instruments now, and some very talented young men. But I'm so grateful for Pastor Strayhorn, my uncle, inviting me. Thank God for the invitation. Wanted to see for a moment. I know we've already heard from the choir and Brad Starr. Bright Star has one of the best choirs in this city. Amen. Have always been musical here, and I got a lot of my musical starts right here in this church. And I've been traveling all across the country over the years, but there ain't no place like home. Amen. I remember me and Jim and Grandma Bert would sit in that corner over there with that piano and play. Jim was on the organ, and Grandma Bird, once she realized I could play, she let me start playing. Amen. And we had a wonderful time in the Lord, and I tell you, so many memories in this place, and I'm so glad to be back home. I wanted to know if you all didn't mind. I brought somebody with me that's a part of my congregation. And I wanted her to sing. Amen. Sister Amber Matamore. I want her to come forth. And, amen.
Whatever. She just yeah, she'll flow with you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Now if you could clap your hands, because you remember when you called on Jesus Christ and he came and he brought you out. He healed your body. You remember how he provided for you. You remember how faithful he has been and continues to be. Clap your hands like that. The word of God tells us to praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. It doesn't say when you feel like it. It doesn't say when everything is okay. It says from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, because his name is great and he is greatly. He is greatly. He is greatly to be praised. How many of you just raise your hand that you know he is great and that there is no one else like him? He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of every hallelujah. He's worthy of every thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we can't say anything but raise our hand, because it might not feel so good. But he deserves the honor. He deserves the glory. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we'll lift our hands in worship and we'll bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship and we'll bless your holy name, 'cause you are great. You do miracles so great, and there's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Lord, you are great. You do miracles so great, and there's no one else like you. There is no one else, 'cause you deserve the glory. Can we just lift our hands and the honor? Lord, we'll lift our hands to bless you, and we'll magnify your name, 'cause you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we'll lift our hands to bless you, and we'll magnify your name, 'cause you are great. You do miracles so great, and there's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Lord, you are great. like you. There is no one else. There is no one else. There is no one else. There is no one else like you.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise his name today. Glory to the name of the Lord. I wonder if we have any worshipers in the house this evening. Hallelujah. For he is great. And does miracles. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. If you will, I would like for you to turn your Bibles. I've been trying to catch my internet down here for some reason. I can't get on for some reason. But amen. You know, it used to be a time we would carry Bibles. Amen. Now I've been so used to using my cell phone, I'm going to have to go back to the old school. No, I'm fine, Jay. I'm fine. Amen. All right. How many ready for the word this afternoon? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm still trying to get on here. Hey, give me old school. You got Galatians 6. Amen. There we go. See, Jim, I need to bring mine. I should have brought mine. Amen. Amen. And that's it. Amen. If you don't mind, stand to your feet as we go to the word of the Lord this morning. Or this afternoon, we're going to Galatians, the 6th chapter. And I want to bring to your attention just one verse of that chapter, which is verse number 9. Amen. And when you get there, say amen. Amen. If you're not, just say, hold on. Hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some Jesus in it. Come on. Amen. And the word of the Lord says, I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, and let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen. And the church said, for a thought this afternoon, I want to leave with you, if you will, say it with all fervency in your heart. The battle before breakthrough. There's always a battle before breakthrough. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The battle oftentimes is not the battle you think. The battle is not always the battle between two opposing forces going fisticuffs. Amen, if you will. But the battle, oftentimes for us as believers, is the fight of faith. Amen. As we fight to contend for the faith, and as we daily fight against an invisible adversary. Amen. As I told my people this morning, and I'm going to tell you to right now, that Satan never takes a vacation. The devil does not go to the Bahamas on the weekend. Amen. Nor does he go to Las Vegas when things are down. But I'm going to tell you, he's always on the job. So what that lets us know is that we too, we must be on our job. Amen. The Bible says, put ye on the whole armor. I just wonder, if you are wearing your armor today. Some of you all may say, well, I'm not going to wear this breastplate of righteousness today. It's a little too heavy. Amen. Some folks say, well, I'm not going to put on the helmet of salvation because it's too heavy. But I want you to know, you cannot afford not to keep your battle gear on. Amen. Why? Because the enemy is relentless in his attack on you. Amen. We experienced even this morning on our way to our service. Normally we have no problem. Our car wouldn't start. I say, out of all days, here that devil is trying to stop us from going to the house of the Lord. Now, if we were going to the grocery store, or going to a restaurant, and we would have had no problem, amen. But as soon as we want to go to the house of the Lord, the enemy wants to get in the way. But how many of you know that you have to say, you know what, Satan, get behind me. You have no power over what we're doing for the Lord. Amen. So we thank God that even in the little struggles that we have, that we see God's hand at work. Because while we were sitting there waiting, we said we were thinking, me and my wife were thinking, what are we going to do next? Well, guess what? My wife, she is an avid Googler. Amen. And a Facebooker. Well, needless to say, she got on Facebook. Thank God for Facebook. Because if you use it right, it'll work for you. Hello, somebody. Some folk ain't using it right, and they end up with wrong results. Amen. Don't go in there trying to search for no man when you got one. Hallelujah. Don't go in there looking for no woman when you got one. Stay off of that thing if you ain't going to do right. Amen. It's a tool. It can be used for a tool of good and a tool of doing. So she got on there. I don't know what she said, but she must have put an SOS out. And in less than 5 minutes, y'all, somebody come riding up. Hey, I heard y'all need some help. I said, yes, we do. And so they helped us and gave us a jump, and bam, here we are right now. Praise the Lord. So we cannot take even those things lightly, because God is at work even in those things. Because everything, as the Bible says in Romans 8:28, for all things work together. Come on, somebody help me here. For the good to them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I don't know about you today, but I know that as long as I keep on holding to the Lord's hand, God will see you through. Somebody give God a praise in this place. If you don't give up in the midst of your struggle, God will see you through. That's what the scripture is saying. It says, be not weary in well doing.
See, sometimes you get weary in this life. But when you learn how to step back and say, Lord, be my strength. Because I can't rely on my own strength. For the Bible said it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So it's by the Spirit of God that you and I are empowered to do the work of the Lord. Now listen, when you get tired, Lord have mercy, in the spirit, that means you ain't letting God do the work. Lord have mercy. I need to sit down here for a second. When you get tired in the spirit, that means that the Lord is not leading you. That means you're leading yourself. There's a danger in leading yourself. For the Bible said there's a way that seemed right. Yeah, that's right. Seemed right unto man. But guess what that road leads to? Death and destruction. So you cannot lean to your own thoughts, your own understanding, your own thoughts of whatever it is that God has put in your mind to do. You got to lean to the Lord. I just wonder how many folks are leaning on Jesus. Hallelujah. See, listen. You can lean on mama for just a little while. But what you gonna do when mama's gone? You can lean on daddy for a moment. But what you gonna do when daddy is gone? Ah, glory to God. You can lean on pastor for a minute. But what you gonna do when pastor's not around? Who you gonna lean on then? Well, I'm here to let you know there's somebody that you can lean on at all times. That arms will never get long or short. His arms will never get tired, but he'll always allow you to lean on him. Tell somebody, lean on him. Tell him, lean on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's an old hymn, but we don't sing hymns no more. So leaning on the ever, lean on, lean on somebody and tell them to lean on Jesus. I dare you to lean on your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, lean on Jesus. You can always lean on Jesus. He will never let you down, but he'll always be there for you no matter what it is you're going through. I believe there's somebody in this place that's been sick before. And you leaned on Jesus. And you're here now because you learned to lean on the Lord. Oh, I wish I had a witness here that didn't mind throwing their hands up and said, thank you, Lord. So you can't get weary when you're doing well. When you're doing something good for the Lord, don't get weary. But if you feel yourself kind of losing a little of your energy, what you need to do is say, Lord, empower me. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, pick me up where I stand and place my feet on higher ground. How many need God to put you on higher ground today? Glory to God. Don't throw away your confidence, for it will richly be rewarded. Ah, glory to God. Let me tell you something about God. God is not a man. Let me stop right there. I can stay right there and preach. God is not a man. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it tangled. God ain't a man. God won't lie to you. God won't pick you up and drop you. God won't leave you alone when you need a friend. God won't leave you hanging when you're supposed to go out on a date, ladies. And God will pay the bill. Hallelujah. I tell sisters all the time, see, God is a good daddy. He don't owe no child support. He ain't on no back payments. Matter of fact, he's paid in full. Hallelujah. Some of y'all still waiting for your checks. Hallelujah. But that's the kind of God we serve. So God is not a man. Then the next part says that he should lie. How many times have people promised you things only for you to see that they didn't keep their promise? They tell you, you know they owed you some money, glory to God. But the next time you saw them, they were flossing. For some of you older people, that means they were living big time. Amen. Amen. They were living high on the hog, if you will. Yes. If you're 40 and over, you might not know what flossing is. Amen. They were lit, young people. In case you don't know what lit means, that means they were very excitable. They were living life large. Amen. Now, I want you to know one thing. The worst thing you can do when you owe somebody something is to show off what you got and you don't take care of them. Now, if you're going to floss, don't show it on Facebook. If you're going to floss, don't show it on Instagram. If you're going to floss, don't Snapchat it. Glory to God. Just live your life regular and ordinary. Yeah, but when you get on there and you got a new car and you got new clothes and you know you owe me $500, but you done bought all this stuff and I know you done hit the lottery or something done happened. Pay me my money back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody ought to shout glory on that because you done saw people owe you money and they still flossed it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Says, so God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Amen. There's nothing that God will ever have to repent for now, yesterday, or tomorrow. Yes. Why? Because God cannot lie. Amen. God cannot sin. So there's nothing for God to repent for. Say this. But you and I, that's my case. That's another case. Because some of us in this room, while we're praising God now, might be cussing when we leave the room. I hope I ain't talking about nobody in the room, but I know human nature dictates if you step on my feet too many times, I might have to let you know you stepped on my corn. I'm going to have to let you know, you know. Now, people, the Bible said that when you're supposed to turn, Lady Diane, you're supposed to turn the other cheek, right? I wonder how many of us can turn the cheek if somebody slapped us real good. Now, some of y'all are saved. Most of us are saved in this room. If you're saved, wave your hand. Now, listen. Some of you are saved with the smallest. The smallest. That means you just saved on Sundays. But see, when you really get saved, you get the biggest. That means you save all week long. And how many know if somebody stepped on your toes or said something to offend you, you turn around and bless them and not curse them? I teach my people sometimes when you want to curse, get you a bottle of water. Keep a bottle of water on you at all times, especially for you cussers. Amen. Glory to God. So when you get ready to cuss, pour that bottle of water out and stick it in your mouth. Amen. Make sure it's water. Amen. H2O now, not no fire water. And if you can't do that, learn to use other words. Instead of saying them other words, say hamburger. It works. Say strawberry, say chicken, whatever you like. Whatever fits your fancy, you know. In order to keep you from cursing, say something that's wholesome. Amen. Amen. I know a lot of folk got Peter spirits. Uh-oh. A lot of saved folk are like Peter was. Peter was the first one that'll cut your ear off, cuss you out, and say, Jesus, you need me to do anything else? Amen. Some of y'all got that spirit. Amen. Just be honest with yourself. If Pastor Strayhorn told you something happened, what at, Pastor? We're going to get him right now. We're going to posse up and we're going to get him. Some of y'all know y'all still got the little ass. And listen, let me tell you something. Jesus needed Peter. He did. He needed a Peter. So thank God for you, Peters. Amen. Because what happened was that Peter actually went to a higher level as he moved forward in his life. But he had to go through that time period with Jesus for that 3.5 years, Pastor, so that he can be tempted, so he can learn how to be mature in his walk with God. So it's okay to have that for a season. Amen. Not for a lifetime. Amen. You want to go to maybe Matthew or somebody, get a different spirit. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now listen, I want to, before I take my seat, I got to tell you, because in order to go to breakthrough, you're going to go through your lifetime. You got to go face some giants. You got to face some giants. And you got to be like David. Now, y'all know the story of David. David opposed the Philistine giant because he was talking against God. Amen. I just wonder how many of you will take up for God when it's the right time. But David didn't go like some folk would. David went with what he had. Amen. They tried to give David stuff that it wasn't his. Tried to outfit him with somebody else's armor.
you know that the armor that God gave you is enough for you to fight the battle that God has placed before you. Let's stretch your hand forth in the name of Jesus. So what I have in my hand, I'm going to use it to bring down that giant. Glory to God. What I love about David, David went to the next level, the next dimension, because David took what he had and he wasn't intimidated by the giant's roar. Giants roar. They speak loud. And they try to intimidate you with what they have to say. Even their very appearance may look like, I can't fool with that thing. I want you to know that cancer is like a giant. Glory to God. I want you to know that diabetes is a giant. I want you to know that age is a giant. Oh, but how many know that you are a giant slayer? I want you by faith right now to take what you have in your hand, and I want you to put that slingshot of faith in your hand, and I want you to wind it up. Come on, somebody help me wind it today. Wind it up in the Father. Wind it up in the Son. Wind it up in the Spirit. Now release it. Let's try it again, because somebody's giant's still standing. Wind it up. As a matter of fact, you might need to stand to your feet and wind it up. Come on. Wind it up in the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. I want you to look at that giant that you see and aim it right for his forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, wind for it. Hallelujah. Now watch that giant fall. Watch him fall. Watch him fall. In the name of the Lord, watch him fall. In the name of Jesus, watch that giant fall. Now go up to that giant and make sure he's dead. Take out that sword of the Spirit and chop his head off. Chop his head off. Chop it off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One thing I love about David, David didn't fear the giant. You can't be fearful and be a giant slayer. You got to have faith in God. You got to be bold in the Spirit. I just wonder how many bold folk we got in here. How many bold folk we got in the house today? I feel like preaching. As long as you keep your hand in God's hand, he will make a way for you. Do I have a witness here? How many in the building ever tried the Lord and he came to see about you? And I want you to know, hallelujah, you don't have to wait till the battle is over, but you can shout now, yeah, shout now. You don't have to wait till you get the doctor's report. Just shout now and tell God, God, I thank you for giving me a clean report.
I know they said they found a lump somewhere, but I'm going back in faith, and I'm going to get before the Lord, and I'm going to say, Lord, your word said by your stripes I'm already healed. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. And by your stripes, I'm already healed. Tell somebody I'm already healed. Yeah, you don't have to sit there if your God ain't never done nothing for you. If God has done something for you, you ought to be a testimony. You ought to wave your hand, throw your head back and tell him, yeah! Ain't he all right? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Uncle Pastor, won't he do it? Won't the Lord do it? I said, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he do it? Won't he fight your battles? Won't he pick you up and turn you all around? Tell somebody, I tried the Lord and he ain't failed me yet. Now I want you to do me a favor. I want you to give the Lord some praise in this house. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Tell somebody your breakthrough is in your praise. My breakthrough is in my hallelujah. How many need a breakthrough? Come on, begin to shout hallelujah. Your breakthrough is in your glory to God. Your breakthrough is when you lift your hands and you begin to worship God right where you are. Thank you, Lord. See, God's been good to all of you. He's been too good for you to sit down on him. Somebody say, when I look back over my life and I see where the Lord has brought me from, I can't help but to give him praise. Glory to God. Somebody give him praise in this place. For had it not been for the Lord who was on your side, where would you be? Where would you be if he hadn't saved you? I want you to think about how your life used to be before you met Jesus. Some of us weren't worth a nickel. But God has made our life worthy. So Some of us was ready to give up. But the Spirit of God, through Jesus Christ, came and saved us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that God saved you? I believe there's somebody in this room that need a breakthrough. And God sent me all the way back home to encourage you today. And let my family know you're on your way to your breakthrough. You're one praise away. One praise away from your miracle. One praise away from your breakthrough. Somebody said, well, Pastor, I can't go no more. I didn't went as much as I can. I'm here to encourage you to go a little further. I want to start my own business. I want to go back to school. I want to get that house. I want to get that car. The Lord told me to tell you today, you're one praise away from it. One praise away from it. He said, if you would just show me you appreciate what I've done already, I'll show you what I'll do next. He said, I'm ready to pour into your life spiritual and natural blessings. But will you praise me for it? Or will you sit on the sideline and watch others while they're being blessed? It reminds me of an old song said, pass me not, oh gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, I on earth is thy art called. Oh, do not pass me by. I'm calling you, say. Oh, say, why don't you hear my arm? Oh, why on earth is that? I'm calling you, say, hey, Savior, how do you hear my humble? Hallelujah, one more time. Calling you. Oh. Why don't you? Oh, wow. throne of the Lord. Oh, thank you. So your breakthrough. Your breakthrough. Your breakthrough. Your breakthrough. Your breakthrough. Your breakthrough is in your praise. You done been through the battle already. Now it's time to get the breakthrough. Hallelujah.